Yo, what's up, my guy?
I'm in here.
You're in here. Should be in here together, man. I go by Enrique EA. Let other people know who you are.
Man, Chuck Ruff, aka Chuck Too Nice. You already know. Trump, go three.
Yeah, we both us together make up the Carolina Kings podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like,
King.
For real. King shit. But
Carolina, North and South.
Yeah, definitely. I'm currently in Raleigh, but I'm from South Carolina, you know. Columbia in the Met. But Chuck holding on the Met right now. And just a way for us to just talk about current events, you know, put a little humor on it, a little spin on it, if you will, and let our personality shine through, you know, like what me and him do this all the time, so it only made sense that we just record it, you know,
record it and let y'all hear. Yep.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, what's good with you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Doing all right. Just pulling up a little something.
Okay.
Back there. And get ready. Oh. Bottle of water. Israel ready. Ready to go, yeah.
You sound more than ready, man. You sound like you prepared. You there. Like,
I'm excited, man. You know what I'm saying? we popped that podcast cherry last week, so.
Definitely did. Listen back to it. Some things I loved about it. Some things, yeah. You know, always need improvement.
Oh yeah, so, that's always room for improvement, yo.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, bro. Let's get this shit kicked off. I feel like we done explained enough about the podcast, Carolina Kings, if you didn't hear the first time. I feel like, you know, we can get a little warmed up, introduce ourselves. I'm Rike, you know. That's Chuck Rupp, a.k.a. I don't even remember the rest of that bullshit.
Chuck Too Nice, you already know, bro. I used to be Chuck Nice, but I got older shit. They said Chuck Too Nice now. So it's all good. Okay. I accept it. Streets gave it to me.
Nah, with that bullshit aside, let's get to it. Just want to talk a little bit about the aftermath. See, because another thing about our podcast that's historic, like it happened the evening, the day of the Capitol insurrection, January 6th, 2021. You know what I'm saying? Like, some crazy shit, like it's some infamy type shit, you know, like you want to say the same lines as Pearl Harbor.
Shit was crazy, man.
Yeah.
It got a lot of people fucked up.
Definitely. I mean, now, you know, there was like five total deaths as a result of it, so.
And then you got a bunch of dumbasses, now they on a no-fly list.
Definitely on the no-fly. You see the videos for the no-fly list?
Ooh, yes,
I'm ready for somebody to put that in the music, though. So whoever's in the universe, you know.
What's the
you
name?
You see the music?
Sway, the remix guy, man. He did a little.
Okay. So I
switched it up. That shit funny as hell.
So if you come across it, just send it to me. You know what I'm saying?
I will. If I come across it again, I will.
Definitely. Well deserved celebrity status for those terrorists, you know.
Yeah, y'all ass locked up.
Get locked up. Lock them up. I'm pretty sure a lot of them were saying the same chant at that time.
Probably so, but let's talk about my man with the damn Viking helmet on, man. Oh my god.
Yo, boy, that look like something you might want to sport. Because you're such a big Viking fan, you know what I'm saying? Love your Vikes.
You'll never catch me wearing that shit, especially after the attention he done got with that shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so they finally catch his ass and lock him up. And they're talking about he ain't ate since Friday because his mom says he's on an organic diet.
Oh, organic diet?
Yeah, he only can eat organic food. He can't eat that prison food. So he hasn't eaten since Friday since he turned himself in. I said, they're killing my son, she says. Okay.
No, I mean, that's not funny. I mean, that shit is funny.
It is funny because you know what the consequences was. You break into a federal building.
Yeah. I mean, you see, it's not that something you would know.
Not just any federal building.
Uh-huh.
I It's like,
which one is it? Put your ass on the spot.
Capital.
I want to make sure you remember the fucking building name.
Yeah, fucking Capital. Bruh, are you fucking serious? Like, you got all these other buildings, federal buildings, you could have went and did your fucking little dumbass riot or whatever, but you want to go to where the House and Senate meet, where their offices and shit are? You got your fucking mind. Pick your ass in there, bro.
But we all know with more information coming out by the day that it wasn't random where they attacked. You know what I'm saying? It's all very planned.
Oh, you already know that.
And
the FBI is sending out warnings already because some of that same group of people, they are planning to do armed protests at the capitals of all 50 states during inauguration week.
Ooh.
So, just people, just y'all need to be safe, man.
Definitely got to be safe out there and be aware of what's going on.
Because it's going to be a bunch of crazy motherfuckers in all the capitals of states in the next couple of weeks.
I would say definitely stay clear of those type of areas on Inauguration Day, which is January 20th, everybody. But just the fact that old buddy mom complaining about the food he's getting, it's hilarious. I mean, I just don't understand. How you could wear the shit you wearing and not having able to eat that same shit in jail. And who gives a fuck
if you're eating shit in jail? And he had a public defender.
So you trying to tell
me... He had like a real lawyer. He got a public defender.
So that nigga outfitted the Capitol Hill insurrection and caused more than his defense. Shut the hell up. Exactly. You lying.
Exactly. I mean, that's not throwing that in their public defender.
Nah, I mean, it's a hard job.
The way he acted, the way he acted, you would think he would have had shit more figured out. But I mean, I saw a post. This is just tell you about these.
I thought he was a company Trump mascot. Fans, or something. Go ahead,
bro. These Trump fans. I seen the post where a man said, if they impeach Trump and all this, they working against him. They do all this. He can't live in this country anymore. He's gonna move to Alaska. And get out of the U.S. I said,
"Wait, was this a tweet?"
It got posted on Facebook, and of course, you know everybody screenshotted it and reposted it. So I mean,
I ran with that.
I mean, I don't know unless something changed since we was in school the last 20 years.
Nah, bro, it ain't changed.
Oh, okay, it's the same. So Alaska is still part of the United States, right?
Yep, Alaska is part of the United States.
I was just making sure.
I mean, you are right, my friend. Your education system, wherever you went to school, did not fail you.
I was just making sure, man.
I can understand how you can confuse somebody was saying that so strongly, just like enough to just type it and post it.
I mean, to type it and post that shit.
Yeah, seeing how January 3rd, 1959, Alaska became a state. So everyone
that's not even... And you know what? It's not even the bad part about him posting that. I mean, that's bad. It's that he got likes from other Trump supporters.
You didn't tell me that.
Nobody, it took like, you know, the other side.
Right.
To tell him, be like, Alaska's a part of the U.S.
Hey.
But all the other supporters, you know what I'm saying, liking his post.
Hey, buddy.
I'm like, yo, how do y'all liking this post?
It's not the right. It's not a country. Right? It's a state in the union too. The fuck? Why his friends ain't tell him that though? That's the case when your friends ain't looking out. The friends should.
That's because they stupid too.
Yeah.
Blind leading the blind, one dumb motherfucker leading another dumb motherfucker.
Yikes.
Let's move to Alaska.
Yikes. Yeah.
Get out of the U.S.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Moved to Alaska, still in the U.S. But whatever.
Yeah. Especially when they
don't even want to talk about
it. You gotta still pay taxes. You'll find out quick you're still in the U.S. I thought we moved out of the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, buddy. But yeah, that shit was just terrible all of itself that it even happened. I mean, it's still letting off the gas of Trump's stupidity. That had a little speech that he had to pre-tape record And because, you know, we all know he's banned from Facebook and Twitter, all the social media platforms. I ain't got time to go through
every social media.
And they're afraid of having a press conference, so because he don't know what questions they're gonna ask, he's gonna be able to have talk about it, have speaking points and retort.
He can't even post any videos on his YouTube.
Right, and not under his YouTube. It has to be under like it's like under the White House YouTube. Not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
So he had a pre-recorded video that he made, posted on YouTube, where I guess he's trying to be presidential, but it's like about 4 years too late, 5 years too late. I don't understand that, but I guess any way he can start to begin the process of whitewashing this event, you know, he's gonna take advantage of, I guess, to make as long as he makes it look good. But moving on. Got a little.
Yeah, we're gonna move on from that shit.
I didn't want to take too much time on that anyway. We've already been on that. For like 6 minutes or something. I'm good. But I just want to talk about things that have just been crazy and sweeping the country by storm and just been having a big impact, especially in my life. This Busted Challenge. You know what I'm saying? The Busted Challenge. I'm loving that
Busted shit. Challenge.
I love that shit. So, you know, whoever don't know don't understand what I'm talking about, you know. Lame as hell, you're old as fuck. But anyway, the Busted Challenge was just a challenge started, and it's been going viral with all the ladies. What they do is they start off with this in one set of clothing in the challenge, and then it's to the end of, you know, it's in the song and it dies down. I don't explain it too much, but it's just a glorious thing to watch. And after the end of the, when it starts to get like it's,
they're like,
I'm watching one and can't explain it. That's what's going on.
No, they're like in like a robe or maybe pajamas or something. They, like it's like they just woke up and then they drop it down and then they in looking amazing.
Looking amazing. Nah, but the song is by rap artist by the name of Erica Banks. I believe it's gotten over a million everywhere now. Views on YouTube, streams, everything based on this challenge.
That's how you do it though, man. You do a little challenge, a little dance or something.
Go of here. Course. And it don't hurt that it got the Nelly's Hiding Here sample. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely get you a challenge, and it's something that every girl, every woman, girl, women have been trying to do, and it's on TikTok, you know, of course. I mean, I've been catching mine off the ground, which is cool enough for me. Them hashtag Busted Challenge. Oh, and it's just about the fun fact about who gonna do it next. And if they do it, are they going to go all the way through with it? Because Tracy Ellis Ross posted the bus challenge today. And
oh, that was dirty. She stepped
on us like on some hell of celebrity, like, nigga, please. You thought I?
Yep.
Tracy Ellis Ross, daughter of Diana Ross. Loving your hearts and your minds, you know what I'm saying? Everything I've been in.
It was low-key funny, though. It was low-key funny. Because I was like, dang.
I'm on Blackish in the Busted Challenge, nigga, please. It's like Claire being a Claire Hudson for me in the Busted Challenge. I would never expect this.
Yeah.
Although it'd be nice to have imagined. You know what I'm saying? That shit is
fine. I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was gonna happen. I wanted the Stallion, I want you to do that Crybaby challenge.
Ooh.
She got that song with the baby.
Yes.
Crybaby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Video supposed to be getting ready to come out.
I've been enjoying
them. The challenge.
And not to make it seem overly misogynistic, like, nah, it's just a good challenge. It's like winning viral. We're no Meg gonna do something with her. It's like after that challenge went viral. She got the new video supposed to come out soon. But shit, man, all women can appreciate all this and watch it. You know what I'm saying? Like, talent is talent. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We just try to appreciate talent around here. You know what I'm saying? Takes one to know one.
Ain't nobody knocking nobody. Nah. You know,
I'm knocking nobody. And I don't want this to be like we just oogling girls and women. I mean, I'm oogling a lot of it. I speak for myself. But, I mean, shit popping. It gets me through a tough work day is what I'm trying to get at. It's helped me in my daily life. You know? So I appreciate challenges like the Busted Challenge.
It's a little motivation.
Yeah, get myself together so I can get me a girl who in the Busted Challenge and it go viral. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. I just want to watch it.
Are you on a Busted Challenge, girl?
I mean, I just want to watch.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl.
It could be a dream. Aspiration.
But it's straight.
Don't tread on my dreams. Doing no
crazy, I ain't treading on your dreams. I'm saying, they ain't out there doing no crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just a little, they just drop it and change clothes. Right. And just clothes change.
But
they ain't showing their body all naked and that stuff.
Sure not.
It's actually pretty classy. It's actually a little classy. You know what I'm saying? It ain't too bad.
Words
it go from wearing
out of my mouth, brother.
Little pajamas to dressing up real nice. You know what
I'm saying? It ain't that bad. Not in today's world. Ain't that bad. I don't think it is. But going from ain't that bad, you know, to I want your type of life and I want a prayer from it. You know, Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. They've been confirmed they dating now, bro. It's confirmed that they a thing. That's my little thing, Saint Laurie. Yeah, my little thing.
Yeah, they got little nicknames that they done posted on.
Not nicknames. Michael B. Jordan doing black love in a high school relationship type way. I'm for it. That nigga crazy, bro.
I seen when a nigga posted said Lori Harvey is damn collecting the Infinity Stones.
Like Thanos.
She's a Thanos in the entertainment.
Grab the reality stone, this motherfucker. Damn, that's crazy. I mean, I've been hearing this mixed, man. I hear some people like think this shit trash as hell. Of course, they're taking shots at Lori because she's a woman. I don't get it though. I think it's cool as fuck though.
I don't know. But they actually look like that. I mean, they actually they go together pretty nice, like as far
like
as you know
like
what I'm
a
saying.
Look,
they do. Yeah, they do. Look like you can buy like their dogs in the store and they're both in the same pack.
Oh wow. Yeah, okay. So I mean it's appealing, it makes sense visually, is what you're getting at. I got you.
He calls her Turtle. And she called
him Turtle. What? Okay, all right. I guess that's cool. Cute. I don't know. Fuck that nigga. Go ahead, though.
I don't know.
I mean,
but we're talking that Nick. No, but I just said that like that. The nickname jump, man. I mean, they might be. When you get nicknames like that,
you in it.
These might be in that shit.
Yeah,
for real.
You in it. You deep in it.
For real. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing that about like not about I was about to say something, but the thing that really is like intriguing to me is that like she's the only one that he's ever claimed.
Yeah. Because other than that, he ain't claim nobody. I mean, he was on the Ellen
no
show.
No one has he claimed.
When she asked me, he was like, "Yeah, I'm seeing somebody." You know, it's just like real nice, like
yeah, a person, a human. You like, know,
nigga. Nigga, just say, shout him out. You shout him out.
Nah, I'm good. Calm down.
Yeah.
But this is the first one he claimed, and it's Lori Harvey. You know, people will talk about who she been dating. They talk about the type of nigga she been dating. And they also want to talk about the number. Like, that's stupid as fuck. When you're 20 years old, I don't care, male or female, like, that's the time you're supposed to have to do that kind of shit, to do what you need to do.
She ain't hurt nobody.
She ain't hurt nobody.
Exactly.
And she ain't even talking spicy about her relationship. You ain't never heard nothing. I ain't hearing no spiciness out of that joint.
Nope. You know, niggas just don't. They gonna hate and make it more than what it is. I mean, what she her birthday, she just turned 24, bro.
See, 24 years old. That's what you're supposed to be doing. At 24.
Supposed to be dating.
And she got stable, income. Shoot, well, I mean, she got money. I don't know if it's income or not. See, I'm getting a little too far up in it. But I'm saying is she got bread. Daddy Steve, you know, stepdaddy Steve Harvey, you know, so she ain't worried about that shit. These motherfuckers don't make or break her. She just have an honest experience. That shit. I wish more people would take a page out of that book and then mind their business, tend to their own business, or find something. Shit.
Yeah. The people that be making these, comments and stuff, they be worse off anyway.
9 times out of 10, trying to live vicariously through a motherfucker instead of doing it yourself.
Exactly.
But shouts out to Lori Harvey and Harvey Plan. I know they're enjoying their daughter sewing her Royal Oaks. No, for real, that's cool. I think that's cool.
But Michael B. Jordan, he seemed like a cool dude, man.
Yeah. I could be Jordan C. School. What's up with the sports though, bro? You know, I'm trying to be chilling and be like, all right, I know you're gonna come with this one. I know he's gonna we had an action packed week last week. Damn, wild card.
Bro, we got wild card weekend, bro. We finna talk about some people getting their ass whipped. Yeah, bro. Shit, we can start off right here. Boy, the Ravens busting Titans 20-13.
Well, hold on.
They can finally leave your boy alone. Lamar Jackson talking about he can't win a damn playoff.
Well, they was ready to kind of make that shit like a real thing, too.
Oh,
they were ready to make it real. Like, ooh, this finna go lick my pen. Yeah. This finna be shit. Come on, man. Let that young black king live. Young black king in Baltimore.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
Exactly. Then it was Tennessee, man. Tennessee real, like, nigga, you got King Henry back
there. Yes, sir.
Trying to tackle a linebacker.
Yes, sir. Got moves for you. Got the stiff arm. But he wasn't stiff arm one shot enough.
But moving on, man, you got the Saints beating the Bears. I'm glad about that. Being a Vikings fan, glad the Bears took that L.
Nobody even cares. I didn't even know the Bears made the playoffs. I didn't even know they was in the playoffs.
I was like, oh, the Saints coming up next, who they playing? The Bears? Two people out my division made the playoffs?
Nigga, nobody ever knew they was in the playoffs.
On,
you only the reason you know that
I
they
did,
in your division because y'all didn't go.
No, I didn't even know until I saw the Saints game get ready to come on. And I was like, damn, they're playing the Bears? What the fuck? But whatever. They lost. They're in the house. Let's talk about this here. Let's talk about the Browns being the Browns.
Hold on. Before you move on,
That's what you see.
The Bears shit, what? Though, Bree. Did you see when that nigga missed that pass
what
in
about
the end
the
zone? Went between his arms, betwixt his arms.
Nigga.
Between?
I don't understand these young niggas, man. They use your hands, man. What is wrong with you?
My bad. I just had to bring that out. That shit was legendary.
No, use your hands, bro. Y'all want to use their body and shit. Use your hands to catch the rock.
That was like watching like peewee football, Pop Warner shit.
I couldn't believe he did that shit, bro. I mean, it was straight through. And if you're going to use your body, elbows
everybody
together.
Everybody back at home when you from seeing that.
What you doing? Mm. Like you doing the fucking chicken wing and some bullshit. Elbows together, bro. Why your elbows way out here? Whatever.
Crazy.
That was terrible. even if you would have caught that, they still would have loved it. So, moving on.
Spicy.
Moving on.
Okay, all right. The Browns.
Let's talk about Juju saying the Browns are still the Browns.
They are who you thought they were.
And they were the Browns on y'all ass, because... Big Ben threw four of them things, and I ain't talking about touchdowns. Talk about interceptions. Yes,
man.
I mean, this motherfucker was sitting at the end of the game. Everybody gone. He's sitting on the bench just looking. He might have had a tear in his eye because he probably knows it's a wrap for his ass.
Big Ben,
might as well
be telling the right time. A couple years, man. It ain't been championship time. I'll tell you that.
No.
Yeah,
I think
that's his last game.
The score was
It needed to be.
But the thing is, like we was talking about before, they hadn't groomed anybody else to take over. Mm-hmm. So shit, he might not have no choice but to come back next year unless they're gonna try to draft one. But you made it to the playoffs, so your pick is gonna be real slim. Because this is some other motherfucking need quarterbacks out there.
I don't know. But they go out the wheels and Ben ass on the field next year on the wheels. I mean, not just so you can save his legs. Not because something wrong with him, but just to save his legs.
Yeah.
You going to have a Deion Sanders moped out there. He ain't retired. This is he going to keep playing.
Oh, shit. That's bad. Yeah, but the score was 48-37. It really was that close because the Browns let up at the end.
Sure did.
If they would have kept the gas on them, they would have been arrested.
That's some Browns.
Let's move on. But we're going to move on. Man, the Bills won their first playoff game since 1995.
What?
They beat the Colts. Yeah, they beat the Colts 27-24. Pretty good game. Yes, nigga. It's been a while.
Dave happy.
You got the Rams beat the Seahawks. I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of pissed by that because I like Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
But he was getting, man, they was on his ass. That D-line ain't no joke, but it was on Russell Wilson's ass. That's cool. His O-line did not help him. That nigga was running for his life.
They were throwing lookout blocks.
Man, that shit was
bad. Hey, look out!
I mean, a lot of times he can make them throws on a run, but when you got two and three defensive linemen chasing you, bro, it's going to be hard to do that. You got that one, he used to shake that one, but damn, man, like, touch somebody.
Somebody out here.
Sitting there watching me get tackled.
Picking me up off the ground. Come on.
And then the last game, I don't know how this guy does it, but you got Tom Brady, man.
The eternal one? The one that won't go away?
Will not go away, dog. This man goes to the Bucks.
Right, Bucks,
take them to the playoffs and win first playoffs.
This is pretty much, is this like a referendum on how good Tom Brady is or how bad Jameis Winston?
Yeah.
Because they at least should have been a playoff team with Jameis.
But the Saints say they glad to have Jameis Winston, though, because they know Drew Brees on the way out the door. They got him. Yeah, they say they glad to have him. But
we'll see. I won't be ready for it.
I just don't get this break. I don't get
the time to rest, man. Who they play? Hey, you know his jersey was
clean. They play Washington.
Washington
got a pretty good defensive line.
Got young Chase Young on that thing. They mind is for real. The defense is real. But they just didn't have enough to stop old Tommy Boy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's hurting. Well,
yeah, that was the last game, but I'm gonna go ahead and so this weekend we got Rams and Packers, Ravens and Bills, Browns and Chiefs, Bucks and Saints. Man, it's gonna be action packed, right, man.
So who you got for let's pick two games and pick winners for.
Ravens, what about Ravens and Bills, man? I like to see a Ravens move on.
You got Ravens just for the win?
For that.
Okay, I'll take the Bills just to be.
Yeah. Man, I ain't even gonna lie.
Chiefs Browns.
Wait. I'm about to say Bucks and Saints. You got two ancient ass quarterbacks playing.
We gotta pick one NFC one ass. Damn. All right, so we'll do Ravens and Bills.
What's up, Bucks?
Bucks and Saints.
The Bucks and Saints.
You got for the.
I mean, we really can do all of them. It's only four games.
See, I ain't trying to remember all them damn scores and who won the loss, rookies and all that. Because we got to put some on this right here.
You're right. Yeah, you get Ravens. Yeah. Ravens and Bills. And then got Bucks and Saints. Bucks and Saints, man. I really don't know. I really ain't too.
Damn, we're going to put some on this damn bitch.
If Brady, I got a dollar on it. If Brady, so like he did this week, man.
Yeah. He got Brady over the Saints. He's got the Buccaneers. Got Tom Brady featuring the Buccaneers over Drew Brees.
Yeah, man, I don't know, because Drew Brees, he don't look like Drew Brees, right? The defense saving them, and he got the mother boys coming there on Hill. You got Kamara show up.
Well, I'm here right now, knocking on my desk, taking the Saints over the bucket. I don't know why I feel like I had to go on first take.
I don't know why you had to.
I was trying to be the hot take. Shit. Bring some light to this thing. Shit, my bad. Dang.
You can have the Saints. Who that going to beat the Saints?
Yeah. That's a 9. That's a 10. That's an 11. That's a 12. Okay, all right. But yeah, I'm gonna take the Saints over the fucking Eagles.
Yeah. Oh, I'll put a star by those right there.
Yeah, make sure you remember who came too now. Don't let me get out of that fuck out.
Oh, I know who I picked. I picked the Ravens in up.
I'll be like Brady. We lose. If I lose, right. I'll be like, did we bet?
You gonna switch it? Yeah, you gonna try to switch it?
I'm just gonna be honest with you. I just wanna be honest with you and the people, bro. For real.
You sorry as fuck for that shit.
My memory ain't just saying things. You know, that's it. Sometimes
it don't matter. We got the shit recorded.
We do. We talking real greasy right now. Okay.
Alright, so check this out. So we're gonna go to this NCAA championship, Bama versus Ohio State. That shit got ugly. It got ugly fast, though. Cause yeah, it started off like it was about to be a little like, Bama stole. Ohio State score. Bama, Ohio. Then it got to a point where it was like Ohio State looked like they was winning. From the beginning of the second quarter, I was like, "Did you take it out already?" Then I started looking at the stats. Boy, Devontae Smith, this nigga had 12 catches for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns right before he got hurt.
Damn,
bro! This is 2 quarters.
Man, what?
If this nigga would have played all 4 quarters,
bro. I thought you were in the tackle. Okay, I didn't even know he got injured, but that's the 2 quarters worth of work.
He got hurt. He got hurt. Beginning of the third or something like that. He did not play all 4 quarters. This is 2 quarters worth of damage to Ohio State. What defense?
Call that. That's very nice of you to call that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. This is getting somebody. Somebody
chewed. I saw niggas arguing on the sideline, and I swear one of them DBs said, that nigga is too fast.
You lying like hell right now,
bro. Bro, I swear that nigga. He was frantic. That nigga too fast. That's what he said, bro. I swear he said that shit, bro. I wanted to agree with him because I was like, I'm not out there. I'm watching it on TV. It looks a little different on TV.
Oh, God.
But the nigga looks fast.
Yeah, I agree with you, son. He's fast.
That nigga, Matt throw the ball. I'm like, who the fuck is he throwing the ball to? I was saying, you see, it's zoom pass. He zoom past everybody. Catch it. Yeah,
it was a little underwhelming, what you were saying.
It was pretty bad.
But
man.
I know we went past NFL when the Patriots did the NCAA championship show. But
yeah, just go ahead and get that out of the way because that's
over. But I did want to talk about Deshaun not being happy in Houston, bro. And also what the hell Kyrie Irving got going on, but that may be fixed now because got breaking news. But first, let's talk about Deshaun real quick,
man. So
he in Houston. Yeah. I mean, he a franchise quarterback. He a game changer. Like, you put him with a squad like 49ers in San Francisco. I mean, I know the Dolphins ain't they interested. But you put somebody like that, Deshaun Watson, in that type of situation, it's kind of scary if he's not happy where he currently at. Like, they just paid him a buttload of money, right? A lot of money, right? They're back at the picky drink. Picky making went crazy.
Yeah.
So why would they then go and not include this man in none of the choices that they about to make for the future team?